Greetings in the Lord. It is the 10th day of June in the year of our Lord 2020. You're listening to The Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance and faith today comes from John chapter 14, verse 25 through 27. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to you remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Over and over again, we're told not to be fearful in scriptures. One of the reasons why we can be bold and courageous to disciple the nations is that Jesus Christ has sent us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is with us. We have the Holy Spirit who has been sent to us by the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers our preaching, our sharing the gospel, our Christian walk, our battle over Satan, the world, and our flesh, and empowers our boldness. If you are in Christ Jesus, you have the Spirit who was there at the creation and who is the one who recreates hearts. Your enemies walk by the flesh and can ultimately do nothing to the one who has the Holy Spirit. Walk by the Spirit and you will be made bold. Now, as we come before the throne of God today to lift up our prayers and our petitions and hear from His Word, we must acknowledge that there are many times that we as Christians don't even walk by the Spirit, but walk by the flesh. To do the deeds of the flesh is sinful and evil. We ought, therefore, confess our sins to God, not hide them before His face, but confess them with a humble, lowly, repentant heart, to the end that we may receive forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are unworthy to come into your presence because of our many sins. We do not deserve any grace or mercy from you. If you dealt with us as we deserve, we have sinned against you, O Lord, and we have offended you. And yet, O Lord, as we acknowledge our sins and offenses, so also do we acknowledge you to be a merciful God, a loving and favorable Father to all who turn to you. And so we humbly ask you, for the sake of Christ your Son, to show mercy to us and forgive us all our offenses. Forgive the sins of our youth and the sins of our old age. By your Spirit, O God, take possession of our hearts, so that not only the actions of our life, but also the words of our mouths and the smallest thought of our minds may be guided and governed by you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Dear brothers, the Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, does not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live. He pardons and absolves all who truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Therefore, we beseech him to grant us true repentance and that Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit, that those things we do now may please Him, and that the rest of our life may be pure and holy, so that at last we may come to His eternal joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, make us bold, make us fearless of this world. Give us the fear of You, pour us Your Holy Spirit, so that we may live in such a way that is pleasing to You. Brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you truly repent of your sins and whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Listen now to this psalm reading from Psalm chapter 89, verses 14 through 37. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day, and by your righteousness they are exalted, for you are the glory of their strength. And by your favor our horn is exalted, for our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King to the Holy One of Israel. Once you spoke in vision to your godly ones, and said, I have given help to the one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand will be established. My arm also will strengthen him. The enemy will not deceive him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. But I shall crush his adversaries before him, and strike those who hate him. My faithfulness and my loving kindness will be with him, and in my name his horn will be exalted. I shall also set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He will cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I also shall make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My loving kindness I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall be confirmed to him. So I will establish his descendants forever, and his throne is the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not break off my loving kindness from him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness. My covenant I will not violate, nor will I alter the utterance of my lips. Once I have spoken by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His descendants shall endure forever, and his throne is the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, and the witness in the sky is faithful. Selah. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to him. Glory be to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be, world without end, forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers, Jesus said, Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Therefore, listen to this Old Testament reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 22, verse 21, through chapter 23, verse 16. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Then the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the families of Israel. The Mighty One, God, the Lord, the Mighty One, God, the Lord, He knows, and may Israel itself know. If it was in rebellion, or if an unfaithful act against the Lord, do not save us this day. If we have built us an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer a burnt offering, a grain offering on it, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings on it, may the Lord Himself require it. But truly we have done this out of concern, for a reason, saying, In time to come, your son may say to our sons, What have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us. And you, you sons of Reuben, and sons of Gad, you have no portion in the Lord. So your sons may make our sons stop fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, Let us build an altar, not for burnt offering and for sacrifice. Rather it shall be a witness between us and you, and between our generations after us, that we are to perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, so that your sons will not say to our sons in time to come, You have no portion in the Lord. Therefore we said, It shall also come about, if they say this to us or to our generations in time to come, then we shall say, See the copy of the altar of the Lord which our fathers made, not for burnt offering or for sacrifice. Rather, it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn away from following the Lord this day by building an altar for burnt offering, for grain offering, and for sacrifice, besides the altar of the Lord our God which is before his tabernacle. So when Phinehas the priest and the leaders of the congregation, even the heads of the families of Israel who were with him, heard the words which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the sons of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the sons of Reuben, and to the sons of Gad, and to the sons of Manasseh, Today we know that the Lord is in our midst, because you have not committed this unfaithful act against the Lord. Now you have delivered the sons of Israel from the hand of the Lord." Then Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest, and the leaders returned from the sons of Reuben, and from the sons of Gad, from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the sons of Israel, and brought back word to them. The word pleased the sons of Israel, and the sons of Israel blessed God, and they did not speak of going up against them in war to destroy the land in which the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad were living. The sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad called the altar Witness, for they said, "It is a witness between us that the Lord is God." Now it came about after many days, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from their enemies on every side, and Joshua was old, advanced in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders and their heads and their judges and their officers, and said to them, "I am old, advanced in years, and you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations before you. For the Lord your God is He who has been fighting for you. See, I have appointed to you these nations, which remain as an inheritance for your tribes, with all the nations which I have cut off, from the Jordan even to the great sea toward the setting of the sun. The Lord your God, He will thrust them out from before you and drive them from before you, and you will possess their land, just as the Lord your God promised you. Be very firm then to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you may not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you will not associate with these nations, these which remain among you, or mention the name of their gods, or make anyone swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you are to cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out great and strong nations from before you. And as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One of your men puts to flight 1,000. For the Lord your God is He who fights for you, just as He promised you. So take diligent heed to yourselves to love the Lord your God. For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations, these which remain among you, and intermarry with them, so that you associate with them and they with you, know with certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out from before you, but they will be a snare and a trap to you, and a whip on your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. All have been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. It shall come about that just as all the good words which the Lord your God spoke to you have come upon you, so the Lord will bring upon you all the threats until He has destroyed you from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. When you transgress the covenant of the Lord your God which He commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which He has given you." This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory. Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. For of His fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. Therefore, listen to this New Testament reading from the book of Luke, chapter 21, verses 1 through 28. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. "And He looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And He saw a poor widow putting in the 2 small copper coins. And He said, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them, for they are all out of their surplus put into the offering. But she out of her poverty put in all that she had to live on.' And while some were talking about the temple, that it was adorned with beautiful stones and votive gifts, He said, 'As for these things which you are looking at, the days will come in which there will not be left one stone upon another, which will not be torn down.' They questioned Him, saying, 'Teacher, when therefore will these things happen? And what will be the sign when these things are about to take place?' And He said, 'See to it that you are not misled, for many will come in My name, saying, "I am He," and "the time is near." Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and disturbances, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end does not follow immediately. Then he continued by saying to them, Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogues and prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So make up your minds not to prepare beforehand to defend yourselves. For I will give you utterance and wisdom which none of your opponents will be able to resist or refute. But you will be betrayed even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. And you'll be hated by all because of my name. Yet not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that her desolation is near. Then those who are in Judea must flee to the mountains, and those who are in the midst of the city must leave, and those who are in the country must not enter the city, because these are days of vengeance, so that all things which are written will be fulfilled. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon the land and wrath to this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God, as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, in Christ are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verses 21 through 30. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. An inheritance gained hurriedly at the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord and he will save you. Differing weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false scale is not good. Man's steps are ordained by the Lord. How then can man understand his way? It is a trap for a man to say rashly, it is holy, and after the vows to make inquiry. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being. Loyalty and truth preserve the king, and he upholds his throne by righteousness. The glory of young men is their strength, and the honor of old men is their gray hair. Stripes that wound scour away evil, and strokes reach the innermost parts. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God. Let us pray. Father, you ordain our steps. Help us to understand the way. Lord, let us know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. That we can only come to the Father through Jesus Christ. And so we come in His name today, asking you to guard our mouths, that we would not say and speak things rashly. Lord, to call things holy, to think about things without even having thought things through. We see many today doing that, rushing to judgment, joining hands with wicked philosophies and the things of the world and calling it holy, and then only afterwards making an inquiry to see if it actually truly is. Make us to be wise. Lord, search out our innermost parts. Purify us in our hearts so that we would be obedient to you with our bodies, with all of us. God, give us strength. We pray for this day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ with incorruptible love. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com for more.